rolling, rolling, rolling. Though the streams are swollen, keep them doggies rolling.
Sure, he's better known as an actor, perhaps rightfully so. But Dan Aykroyd has a birthday today, and you might know him as well as Elwood Blues from the Blues Brothers, along with John Belushi. Didn't take lead vocals on a whole lot of things. Rubber Biscuit, for one. And this one, the theme from Rawhide. Dan Aykroyd turns 67 years old today. Happy birthday. Steve Gruber Show, Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on this Monday morning, July 1st, all across the state of Michigan. We welcome into the program now Dr. Lauren Wright. Find her on Twitter at Dr. Lauren A. Wright, lecturer in politics and public affairs at Princeton University, teaching courses on the American presidency and executive power, women in politics and political communication. She also has a brand new book out very soon, Star Power, American Democracy in the Age of the Celebrity Candidate. And Lauren, that's out next month, correct?
That's right. Yeah, great to talk to you again, Scott.
Appreciate you being here. After a couple of nights of Democratic debates last week, Wednesday night and Thursday night, the dust has settled, a bit from the immediate aftermath. What's your general takeaway from how, if at all, the race is altered by what you saw on Wednesday and Thursday night?
Well, I'm hesitant to say anything has been altered because, of course, it's so early, and what we know from research consistently is that campaign events don't matter all that much as far as vote choice goes. You know, we talk about them constantly. We poll based on them. But really, until much closer to the primaries, these candidates have a chance to solidify their strategy and to get voters to pay attention. So it's important to remember that, first of all. With that said, I think President Trump is actually probably feeling very good right now because the policies that he saw and we all saw the Democrats talk about are to the left of the standard Democratic voter. They're to the left of Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and sort of the old guard in the party. And that will make it easier for the president to brand the party and whoever the candidate is as socialists, as people who want to make radical changes to our lives. And even if that's not necessarily true, I do think it's an effective talking point for him and a very hard thing for Democrats to get around.
And you've got every candidate on stage raising hands to give taxpayer health insurance to illegal immigrants. You had Joe Biden saying every gun has to be a smart gun being sold. Or Kamala Harris endorsing Eric Swalwell's gun buyback, quote-unquote, plan on Friday. These are not just issues on which the party, the Democratic Party, is moving to the left, Lauren, but they're also red meat issues for conservative voters and Donald Trump's base.
That's a really important point. When you put out a very progressive, aggressive policy agenda like this, it doesn't only have the effect of perhaps galvanizing Democratic voters, which, again, there's pretty limited evidence for. It might have the effect of galvanizing conservative voters and Republican voters instead. That's such an important point. And so I think what we have to think about is not only the effect of these things as far as campaign strategy and possible vote choice, but can they actually get done? And as far away as they are from the median voter, they're very unlikely to get done. Things like Medicare for All are extremely unlikely to get done, any version of it in Congress. Same thing with the Green New Deal. So, you know, these proposals are irresponsible from a policy perspective, but maybe Democrats are trying to, you know, sway as many liberal voters to their side now, and maybe they'll flip-flop back to the center in the general election. Lots of Republicans and Democrats do that, and voters have short memories, so perhaps it won't have the cost that we're thinking about now.
Dr. Lauren Wright with us, lecturer in politics, public affairs at Princeton University. Her upcoming book she wrote on behalf of the president. The upcoming book is Star Power, American Democracy in the Age of the Celebrity Candidate. South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg Seemingly had a good debate on Thursday. I think that's the general takeaway. This morning, the campaign announces in the last 3 months, 400,000 donors and nearly $25 million into the campaign from those 400,000 donors. He appeared to have a good debate. That might have been the first time people really saw a long look at him among the Democratic primary voters. Can he continue the momentum here moving forward, or will some of his troubles at home in South Bend have a drag on him in this race?
It's a long slog, and I do think those problems he's having with his police department and the racial issues in South Bend will absolutely continue. He will have to answer those questions. But you're right, when you do well in debates, one result that candidates tend to see is a fundraising boost, if not a polling boost. And he did do well. You know, what candidates have to do in this first debate is, one, distinguish themselves. And I think he did hold his own on that stage, comprised of all of the front runners except for Elizabeth Warren on the first night. So they have to draw attention, and they have to get people to get to know them a little bit and get to see that the person has a command of the material and that they're comfortable. You know, a lot of debates are about optics. Does the person look freaked out, or do they look calm and in control? Pete Buttigieg looked completely calm and in control, and of course, Kamala Harris is getting the major points for her very well-crafted attack on Biden on stage, which is hard to pull off.
Dr. Lauren Wright with us here on the Steve Gruber Show. I got to ask about Bernie Sanders. I thought he was a little lost in the mix on Thursday with all the other candidates, some stepping forward. But the main problem that had someone tell me on Friday is that, look, what was unique in 2016 is not this time around. So many candidates have adopted Bernie Sanders' policy proposals that he almost has to do something new, different, to stand out from the crowd. I'm not sure he did that last week.
That's a really good point. And if you look at the other candidates, they're sort of substantive versions of Bernie Sanders.
Right,
if you look at Elizabeth Warren, for example, you know, Bernie Sanders talks a huge game on banking reform and health care, but Elizabeth Warren has the chops. She has the legislative record on those things. He often wields the pitchfork and gets a lot of attention for his comments, but his colleagues often have failed, and, you know, this has been shown in press interviews, to name very many things he's accomplished at all during his time in the Senate. He was chair of the Veterans Affairs Committee. Yes, he got some major legislation through in regard to that, but only in response to dozens of veterans dying in 2014 as a result of lapsed care and really bad standards. So his record was not questioned in 2016 in the way that we would all hope it would be in 2020, because his competitors have the progressive record and he has the progressive language. So he has to demonstrate that track record somehow.
All right, Dr. Lauren A. Wright, find her on Twitter at Dr. Lauren A. Wright, lecturer in politics and public affairs at Princeton. Her brand new book next month, Star Power, American Democracy in the Age of a Celebrity Candidate. Dr. Wright, thanks so much for the insight and joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Of course. Thanks, Scott.
Appreciate it. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't Make me come back there. Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
I'm Warren Birkenhauer, proud IBEW member. My career began as a non-union electrician. I love the work, not the pay and the lack of benefits. When I joined the IBEW, my life changed. Now I earn great wages, benefits, and I'll be able to have a good retirement. I can take care of my family the way I want to, and that matters to me. The IBEW has made a huge difference in my life. If you're a good electrician looking to get paid what you're actually worth, then there's room for you in the IBEW.
Electricians wanted. Visit IBEWMichigan.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and IBEW Michigan.